There's the music, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raider Rap. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dusty Budd, sports director at KYMN Radio, and we've got a fun-filled show for you today. We're going to be speaking with members of the Raider gymnastics team. Very excited to talk with these girls. I try to get them on once a year to get an update on how they're doing, and they're doing very well. They had a very nice meet earlier this week, a quadrangular, in which they ended up winning, and we're going to talk about that, talk about their season up to this point. And I've got the four captains of the Raider gymnastics teams, also head coach Leanne Fricke, down here to talk about their season up to this point and what they hope to accomplish as the season progresses forward. We also will do a recap of how some other Raider sports teams have done this week as well. It's a little snowy outside. I think this is the beginning of some weather that we're going to see here over the next few days in Northfield, but we're going to deal with it. Right now, we're nice and cozy, though, in the studio here, and I had the girls come in and get all nice and close because we got four girls and a coach in here, so I'm going to bring them on, and I'm going to say hi to Zoe Ingersoll, Casey Mulkey, Hannah Ringleen, Cammie Stokes, and head coach Leanne Fricke. I'm going to bring them on and say good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Hello. Coach Fricke, we're going to start with you. Just a brief recap of how the Raider gymnastics team has done so far this season.
So far, they have done excellent. We actually, you know, with a few struggles early this season, just with getting a new home for the season and working through all those obstacles. We had some issues with just some confidence early on with some skills, and those skills have gotten now, and we are just getting everything cleaned up and ready to go into our big conference meet.
Yeah, and that's what I think as a team, you shoot for those kind of the conference meets. You do dual meets or quadrangulars throughout the season, but the conference meet is really where you want to make sure you put on your best show. Am I correct on
yes,
that?
Yes, of course. Yep, mm-hmm. That going, and then that's the week before sections, which obviously sections is our big meet that we want to do really well at.
All right. Let's go ahead and bring the girls on here and kind of get their thoughts. Zoe, we're going to start with you. You've been a member of this Raider gymnastics team for many years. What are your thoughts, you know, of the season up to this point and how the girls have, how you and your teammates have performed?
I think that a lot of the girls have really stepped up with their determination to get the skills and just finding their confidence and everything. No one's given up, and everyone's just willing to try things, even if it's weird in a new environment and everything.
So, Rayon, Casey, I want to ask you a little bit about, you know, the skills that you possess and the events that you participate in and, you know, how those have been going for you.
This year has been a little tricky for me. Mm-hmm. I've been dealing with some old injuries.
Yes.
But hopefully I'll be back in time for the next meets. Okay. To help the team some more.
Looking at here, wrist injury, had something dealing with that a little bit and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Tough to do flips and backflips and stuff, but you can't place your wrist on the ground, right?
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. All right. Hannah Ringleen, let's go ahead and talk about you and just talk about your season up to this point.
This season has been probably a challenge for me, just overcoming the mental aspect of the sport, but the hard work is finally paying off a little bit, and I'm able to feel more part of the team, feel like we're all there for each other, all like overcoming this together.
All right. And Cammie, same question. You can swing that microphone over to yourself. Just your season up to this point.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a struggle as with injuries. I haven't been able to do all four mm-hmm. events
as much as you would like.
Yeah.
As much as you like. How are you progressing on injuries? Are you going to be able to return at some point this season, or is it kind of up in the air?
Probably finish out this season just doing bars, and then mm-hmm. I'll come back next season.
Next season. Yes. Yeah, there's always next year. That's right. And, you know, Coach Fricke, let's talk about that. Injuries, you know, you got some pretty solid gymnasts here that unfortunately can't, you know, go every time because of injuries. You know, what is the message that you and the coaching staff give to these girls when they have to overcome those injuries? Or is it the next person up mentality? Like, okay, they're injured, so we need somebody to step up here. Talk about that message you give them.
You know, we've always said that we have especially this year in general, we have a team that where some of the younger girls have been able to step up from JV. So that's been we've been very fortunate to have that. But these guys, you know, it's all, obviously we want them to come back. They're a, you know, a huge part of our team where we would like to see them back on the events that they are normally competing on. The biggest thing now is just keeping them healthy, not really doing much. You know, Hannah, for instance, she had an ACL injury, mm-hmm. Coming back and doing very well on beam now, which is the event that injured that knee. So mm-hmm. it's been very exciting to see her push through. You know, a lot of it is mental, to push through those mental, you know, blocks to get back to doing what you did before and you know, coming out and getting the best score that you can get. Casey with a wrist injury, that too, you know, has kept her out of floor, which she has been a huge part of our varsity team on floor. So getting her rested to hopefully come back for the conference and section meets on those, you know, just keeping everybody positive and, you know, resting those injuries as much as possible to keep them safe as well.
Well, you guys had a good meet this week, the quadrangulars. I'm looking here, Tuesday, Mankato. You guys had scored 137.2. You beat West, you beat East, and you beat Waseca. That's probably good, stepping stone to get ready for conference. Which of the girls here would like to talk about that victory, that nice quadrangular victory? Anybody? Otherwise, I'll just go. Okay, Casey, go ahead.
The Mankato meet wasn't actually our best work, I don't think.
Okay.
But the fact that we were able to keep going and compete very well at the next two meets in that 1 week was a self-esteem boost.
Perfect. All right, girls, so I'm going to ask all four of you this question. Favorite team to compete against? And this can be a different answer for everybody. Zoe, you first.
I'd say probably Owatonna. We practice with those girls, and we're close with them, and they're our biggest competition, so it's always exciting to see where their season's gone and how we measure up to each other.
Okay. Casey, back to you. Favorite team?
I'd also have to say Owatonna. Mm-hmm. We practice with them so much, and they're our competition, but we cheer each other on. Like, we know each other really well.
All right. Hannah?
Yeah, it's awesome to know not only their names, but a little bit about them and how they are in practice, how they cheer each other on and motivate themselves. And just their coach, too, has been a big part of our team over the summers that we've practiced with them, so it's fun to always reunite.
And Cammy?
I have to echo everyone else and say that Owatonna, they're like our best friends, but also our greatest rival.
Is Tom Smith still part of the program down there? Okay, yeah. So when Hannah mentioned Coach has been with Northfield, yeah, Coach Smith, when I was going to Northfield High School, yeah, he was the coach there. So, but got a lot of roots here in Northfield. That's great. So I want to talk about, you know, the competition-wise. So you guys get to practice with Owatonna and compete against. And I think that, and Coach Fricke, I'll ask you this question, is the camaraderie that you see when you see your team who, you know, you want to win and you want to beat teams that you're competing against. However, to see the camaraderie that teams have and the respect maybe for each other, just what does that make you feel when you see your girls treating these other teams with respect, win or lose? And what does that do for you and your coaching staff? How do you feel about that?
You know, that's the biggest thing, is going out there and obviously doing the very best that we can, but also respecting that other people are, you know, out for it the same as we are. Everyone wants to win in the end game. I think it's just very rewarding at the end. But you know, we did go up against Owatonna once this year. Owatonna did end up winning that meet, but it was, you know, everybody was respectful. Our girls have respect for them. They have respect for us, coaching staff also. You know, Tom was my coach through gymnastics too. So it's just, I think, you know, the way these girls handle themselves inside and out of the gym is just, you know, very professional, and it's rewarding to see that as a coach.
All right. We're going to start with Cammy and go this way. Cammy, goals, expectations that you set for yourself coming into the season?
Besides the skill goals, which have not really been completed, to have more fun with the captains and get to know the girls better and then go, you know, to state.
One thing with that, with injuries and stuff that you've been dealing with, is that does it allow you to kind of get to know the girls more as not being, you know, because you're not out there competing, doing your thing, so you can watch, give tips, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, some of the time. During practice, there are times where I'm just by myself, which is a little hard, but then at meets, I can kind of go around to everybody and see how they're doing.
Okay, very good. Swing that over to Hannah. Hannah, same question. Your goals, expectations for yourself coming into the season.
There's definitely always skill goals, but another goal that I set for myself was to create a positive atmosphere, which is another thing we kind of had to overcome. The season started out with, you know, all these struggles, and it was hard to keep the fun aspect of gymnastics. And I think we've really come out on top of that, and we're having fun together again.
Very good. Casey? Goals, expectations for yourself individually this season?
This season, I had a lot of skill goals, too, that mainly just involved keeping my skills from last year and haven't been able to get all of those. But mostly I was trying to just make the girls comfortable with everything that's happened this year and try to keep some of the old traditions so it all just felt a little more normal.
Okay. And Zoe?
For me, it's mostly my goals this year were pretty much with my role. So my role isn't the top scorer of varsity, but it's more to find ways to help the girls that are and help the lower girls. So I spent a lot of time just trying to motivate people and keep their heads up on the bad days and encourage them more on their good days. So that was more of my goal than my own scores.
One thing that I feel gymnastics does is it really, the chemistry on a team. You guys are very close. You guys are all doing very difficult athletic routines. Do you guys have any pregame or postgame like rituals or ways to pump each other up or fun things on the bus? Or what do you kind of guys do to kind of get that motivation? Is there any fun little activities or anything you do maybe outside of gymnastics? Throw that to, okay, Casey?
Well, I mean, postgame? We always play Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, just blasting it on the bus.
On the bus?
Yeah.
Coach Frick, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know. It's great.
That's awesome.
She sings along. Don't be fooled.
Yeah, okay. Very good. All right. Again, we're speaking with Zoe Ingersoll, Casey Mulkey, Hannah Ringling, Cammie Stokes, and head coach Leanne Fricke from the Raider girls gymnastics team. Girls, you know, as the season progresses, as Coach Fricke said, you have the conference meet coming up here, followed by section. So season's winding down here real quick. But I just want to talk about, Zoe, especially you being a senior here, you know, what it's been, what have you gotten out of being a part of the gymnastics program, you know, all your years as you move on to the next phase in your life next season?
I think that for Casey and I, we've been on the team since eighth grade, and I'm not speaking for you, but we've had a lot of change in our years that a lot of the girls in the past haven't had. We had Paul and Melissa step down for a year, then they came back. We had Brittany Dupe step in. Leanne has really been our only consistent coach through all of our years. And then now we're in a new facility, so we've just had a lot of change that we've had to adapt to. So it's kind of always felt like a new adventure. It hasn't really been the same old for us any year.
All right. Casey, that's the same question to you here. What have you taken away from being a part of the program all these years as you move on to the next phase next year?
Yeah, well, I've been in gymnastics since I was like four.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a lot of change, but it's taught me a lot. Basically, everything I've learned has come partly from there, and I think that's really going to help me in my later years.
I'm going to ask all four of you this question, Casey. I'm going to stick with you to jump off the point you made. Is you've been in gymnastics since you were 4 years old. What made you want to stick with the sport?
I couldn't give it up.
Okay.
There was no doubt in my mind that I would ever stop.
Okay. Hannah, same question. Why did you want to get involved in gymnastics? When did you get involved, and what was the reasons for it?
I believe that my neighbor started going to a class and invited me with. And then, so I did that for a couple years back when I lived in North Carolina. And then we moved here, and I was like, Mom, is there gymnastics? I need to start this again. And it's really like an addiction. It's just, it's so hard to give up because it just pays off. And it's like, what's the word? I don't know. It just,
You get that personal satisfaction when you do an event and you get a score, and then that next time you do it, you get a higher score, and it's just like, oh my gosh, like you can see, I feel like it could be a sport where you see results, you can physically see the results of hard work and determination, and so you know that you're not just doing this in vain, like there is an end game to it, and that's getting higher and higher scores. Great. And then Cammie, same question to you. What made you, how long have you been involved in gymnastics, and what made you want to get into the sport?
I think I started when I was around 2, and I've just kept with it this whole time.
What made you keep with it? What was some reasons to stick with it all these years?
I like the camaraderie that we have with our teammates, because we all practice together every day. The personal satisfaction that you see when you improve.
All right.
I really like that.
Coach Fricke, let's get your thoughts on coming into the season and, you know, glossing over all the tumult that you had in there trying to find a home and all that stuff. But the team as a whole, what you had coming this season, you know, what is your, you know, reasonable goals, expectations for these girls as they came into the season this year? What do you want to see out of them? What will make this season a success for you guys?
Honestly, at this point, I think our season has been a success just to where we've gotten these girls to be, you know, with everything that went on. And their positivity out of this whole thing has been amazing, just the obstacles that they've overcome. Obviously, my goal is to win sections and move on to state or see some of our girls move on to state as individual qualifiers like we had last year. We didn't graduate any seniors last year, so we did have our whole team that came back, plus we had some young newcomers up this year. So we do have some extra talent. I just think, like I said before, that, you know, the confidence was lacking coming into the season, so we're a little late at getting started. But now what I've seen just in practice this last week alone, I really, really have big hopes for sections.
Okay.
So I expect some big things from these guys.
Sounds good. Sounds like the challenge has been laid down, ladies. We just go ahead and, as we wrap up the interview, again, speaking with Zoe Ingersoll, Casey Mulkey, Hannah Ringling, Cammie Stokes, and head coach Leanne Frisky from the gymnastics team. Just a final thought. So, you know, the challenge was laid down right there by Coach Fricke, expecting big things. So, Zoe, your role as captain, what do you want to try to do here? What's going to be your message to the girls these next couple of weeks as you prepare for these big meets, conference, and then sections?
One thing that I've been really putting on the girls is this season has been weird, and a lot could view it as their worst season because we're in a facility that's not permanent, and it's just confusing and difficult, but to find a way to make it our best season, and when you look back, make this the best season, whether that means that you go to state, whether that's your goal or not, but to find a way to make it meaningful, and if it's the memories, I'd like the memory of going to state and being on the section podium, but if that doesn't work out, I'd rather have, like, I'm not going to remember the medal in 20 years as much as I'll remember the memories, so that's absolutely my biggest take to the girls.
Okay, Casey, same question to you. These next couple of weeks that you guys have for some big competition, just, you know, the message and what you want to see out of this team.
Yeah, we've gone through so much together as a team, especially this season, and what we really have to let the girls know is that we can't give up now. We've come this far. Like, now is time to really get going.
Get going, get those scores. Hannah, along those same lines, you know, I asked the seniors kind of their message to you guys, the underclassmen, and even the younger students. So, Hannah, my question to you is, as in these next couple of weeks, you know, where are some areas where you can really see an improvement upon? And, like, you know, is there a certain part of a routine that you want to work on, like this certain part, whether it can be an individual event or something within that event, to try to work on so you can put out the best score possible at conference and sections?
Personally?
Yes.
So my bar routine is probably what I'm working on the most right now. And recently I've seen improvement, but it's just a matter of keeping that going and being consistent and getting those numbers in.
Okay. And then, Cammie, I know you're kind of on the injury blob here, so it's kind of difficult. But just for you, for you know, being a part of this team these next couple of weeks, you know, what are some things you want to see? Because you're an underclassman, but you also have been on the team for a few years, so you kind of know what's involved. And what do you want to see out of the girls and your teammates these next couple of weeks?
I think we have the skills to go to state. We just don't know how to throw them to get to state. I think we really need to get our confidence up and show that we can go to state.
Okay.
That's the big thing.
All right. Sounds like that reasonable expectation. Sounds like you guys, with all the adversity, I just want to applaud all of you and your team for the adversity that you guys had to go through at the beginning of the year trying to find a home and everything, and glad you found some place where you can at least do a little bit of work, but not the easiest of situations, but it sounds like you're positive, you're getting that confidence now as you come into some big meets. And you know, the thing about sports is the show will go on whether you got a place or not. There is a meet on this day and we got to deal with it. So props to you guys for keeping your heads up and being positive about the situation. Very good. And I got a little friend here, Leanne brought in her son Chase. Hi, Chase.
Come
on. You can get on the mic here. So, Chase, what do you think of your mom being the head coach of the Raider gymnastics team? I don't know. Do you do what? No, he got, mom whispered something in his ear. He gave the classic look. Chase, do you do any sports?
No.
No? What are some things you like to do?
Play catch.
Play catch? With what ball?
Tennis ball.
Tennis ball? All right. Very good. Well, thanks for coming in. Are you excited for this gymnastics team and what they can do these next couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah? I hope. Well, good. I hope so. Hope to be there rooting them on. All right. Thanks, Chase. All right. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Great conversation. We announce your scores every week on the show, so I hope to see some good things and wish you guys the very best as you go conference and sections here and make a little noise here.
Maybe I would like to say one thing.
Yes, Coach Ricky. Sure, sure. Go
since
ahead.
We have no home meets this year, Oliver's has been out of town. I would love it if everybody could make it to the conference meet in Winona on February 9th. So obviously I'm going to give him a little plug.
Okay.
We haven't had that hometown, you know, the just anybody coming to watch our meets this year besides family and friends mm-hmm. and close. So it would be nice to see some Norfielders come out and watch these guys.
Sections is closer in Farmington.
And sections is closer. You're going to make one in Farmington.
Drive a few hours.
Section in Farmington. All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll get that on the air. We'll be announcing that over the next couple of weeks
awesome.
Here, guys,
thank
to
you.
Get you the get that publicity that you so rightly deserve. So thank you very much for coming in, girls, and good luck the rest of the way, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Zoe Ingersoll, Casey Mulkey, Hannah Ringling, Cammie Stokes, and Leanne Fricky from the Raider Gymnastics team. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Right after this.
2,000 fence posts, 900 acres, 48 bales, one trophy, all before lunch, which we caught last Saturday. There aren't enough hours in the day, so we work in the dark. The 9-to-5 here is 5-to-9. We earn our scars. We wear our work ethic. We work until the work's done. And when it is, a few hours of shut-eye to rest up for tomorrow, the day we'll finally get something done. The Can-Am Defender family of side-by-sides. We're built for this. Find the perfect Defender for your hard day's work at Leo South in Lakeville today.
The affordable one, the one you want at Leo South.
The Rare Pair is a unique clothing store that provides comfortable shoes, clothing, and accessories for men and women. Today is the Rare Pair's annual winter clearance event. It's happening from 9 to 5:30 with winter clearance items 20 to 50% off popular brands that will help you create outfits that fit your style perfectly. So come to the Rare Pair, located in the heart of downtown Northfield, and you'll find a store with high-quality brands, customer service, and lasting gifts of warmth and comfort.
The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce would like to congratulate Aurora Pharmaceutical, this year's Business of the Year, Chris Canelli, winner of Business Person of the Year, and Lynn Ziegler, the Chamber Ambassador of the Year. All three awards are very well deserved, and we thank you for all you do for the Northfield community. If you would like to offer your congratulations in person, tickets are still available for the Business Recognition Banquet on Thursday, January 31st from 5 to 9 at the Grand Event Center. Go to northfieldchamber.com for more information and to reserve your seats today.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to Red Wrap. Great conversation with those young ladies and a tough situation that they've had to endure with the Northfield Gymnastics Club coming at them with an outrageous bill that they would had to have paid if they wanted to rent out those facilities. Then they go to Farmington, and Farmington's facility's not done yet. So Farmington has been practicing in Lakeville, and now they're at the Dundas Theater building, working out gymnastics. Gymnastics in there doing the best they can. So kind of a bummer year when it comes to that situation, but you know, like I said, we just heard them keeping positive, keeping their heads up. They might have been a little bit behind to start the year, but it sounds like they're starting to kind of put things together. They've got a tough section though. Sections are very difficult that they come in, but we'll see what they can do. And you know, you just all you got to do is show up and do your best and let the chips fall where they may. So all right, let's go ahead and wrap up. There were no games on Friday yesterday due to the extreme cold weather, but on Thursday there was Raider Sports, and we've got a whole bunch of them going on here. And let's go ahead and recap what they did. This is out of the Northfield News. I want to thank Michael Hughes, the sports editor there, for covering these. Like I said, I say it every week, but I am not allowed to – I can't make it to all these games, okay? I do this part-time, and I have other things going on. So I rely on him, and we've got a great relationship with the Northfield News, so appreciate that. But credit where credit is due. Here we go. The wrestling team cruised to 3 dual meet wins. The boys swim and dive team coasted to a dual meet victory in prep for the True Team State Championship. and the boys' hockey and girls' basketball team both had key Big Nine Conference road matchups. But it was senior girls' hockey defender Kate Boland and her teammates that easily ran away with the night's biggest story. Here's the story. On the way to an 11-0 victory against Rochester Mayo on senior night, Boland racked up 4 goals and 4 assists for a total of 8 points, which brought her up to 51 for the season. That total establishes a program record for points in the season, breaking Annie Pumper's mark of 48. According to MSHL.org, the 8 points tie her for fourth most all-time for a single game in state history. She scored all 4 of her goals in the third period and also picked up 2 assists in the final 17 minutes to put her second all-time in state history behind Shelby Venkeer's 5 goals in a period for Wyndham in 2010 and second behind Egan's Natalie Darwitz and her 7 points in a single period in 2010. Head coach Brent Bielenberg says of the effort, "We just started to roll in the third. The kids got their legs and started making some plays at the end. I think we scored 7 in the third, and a lot of those were just really nice plays that we set up." After a relatively slow start, which Bielenberg attributed to coming off of finals week and the senior night ceremonies preceding game, the Raiders led 1-0 after the first. Then they took a 4-0 lead on the Spartans after the second period before piling up goals in the third. Overall, Northfield outshot Rochester Mayo 37-5, meaning senior Rachel Bielenberg only needed to make 5 saves to register the shutout in net. The win puts the Raider girls at 15-9 overall, 12-0 in the Big Nine Conference. They've already clinched the Big Nine outright. They're just trying to prep and get ready for sections here, which come up very shortly. Wrestling sweeps Quadangular. The Northfield wrestling team welcomed Winona, Mayo, and Farmington to Northfield High School on Thursday and sent all three back out of town with at least 1 defeat. First, Northfield topped Farmington 46-13 before racing past Mayo 62-12 and Winona 58-18. Jake Messner, Trayton Anderson, Drew Woodley, Darren Kuiper, and Ethan Johnson all finished a perfect 3-0 individually, while Messner picked up 2 pins and a major decision, and Anderson recorded 2 pins and a forfeit. Northfield will next travel to Lake City for an invite today, and I'm bummed that they didn't come last week. It was their one Saturday off, and I was going to have them in, and they didn't show up. Wrestling team, I got to get hold of Jeff Staub and be like, "You guys never showed up, man." All right. Boys hockey falls at Mayo. Throughout its 9-game win streak, Northfield boys had made a habit of exhibiting a slow start before storming back in the second and third periods. After entering the third period Thursday in Rochester down 4 goals, the Raiders scored twice in the first 2 minutes 39 seconds of the third, and it appeared the familiar script would follow. From there, though, the norm deviated and Mayo added another goal to seal a 5-2 victory. Head coach Mike Ludcraft said, quote, "The kids played hard at the end, but we just have to figure out a better way to get started. The truth is, it was probably coming. We've had a handful of games here over the past month where we just haven't been ready to go right out of the gate, and eventually that comes back to bite you, and it did tonight." The Spartans scored twice in the first and added another 2 in the second to supply their 4-0 lead before senior forward Zach Marvin cut the deficit to 4-1, and sophomore forward Carson Van Zylen added a goal a little over a minute later to make it 4-2. With the loss, Northfield now is 13-5 overall, 8-3 in the Big Nine. They'll have a week off and will next host Owatonna, the leader in the Big Nine Conference, on Thursday. Girls basketball falters at Red Wing. Despite a game-high 26 points from senior center Rachel Kelly, the Northfield girls basketball team was unable to keep pace in the second half Thursday night in Red Wing during a 59-49 defeat. The Raiders, who trailed 24-22 at the half, briefly took a 30-28 lead when Kelly sunk a layup before Lindsay Reps vaulted the Wingers back in front 31-30 with a 3-pointer on the next possession. The loss puts Northfield now at 7-8 overall, 7-5 in the Big Nine. The winners are now 16-2 overall, 12-2 in the Big Nine. They are running away with it. Northfield is in action today against Owatonna at Northfield High School. Boys swim and dive races past Faribault. In preparation for the True Team state meet, the boys swim and dive team traveled to Faribault and came away with a 94-81 victory against Faribault. So that was a good, and the True Team state meet's going on right now, actually. They get going today, and the Raiders hoping for a win in True Team, and they should. So True Team works where everybody that is eligible can swim in a meet. So it allows those people that maybe don't make the varsity lineup every time to get an opportunity to compete in a meaningful, JV still does have a meet, but in a meaningful point-wise event for a total team score. And usually the team with the deepest swimmers and divers wins, and Northfield has a very deep team. I'm expecting them to win true team state. They crush sections, and I'm expecting them to win state, true team state. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with that as they come up. And I think that's good. I think we're going to call it a day on Raider App after all of that. I want to again thank my guests, though, from the Raider Gymnastics team, Zoe Ingersoll, Casey Mulkey, Hannah Ringlein, Cammie Stokes, and Leanne Fricke. Good luck, ladies. They've got sections on conference February 9th in Winona, sections the week after that in Farmington. So I hope they got a few weeks to get ready, heal up a little bit, and get ready to go. So that's going to do it for Raider App. Have a great day.